Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511.
Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and it's day 11. I wonder what we'll find behind the door today. Let's find out. Well, today we're going to be finding out about something that's really part and parcel of Christmas. But do you know why? Can you guess what we're going to be talking about from the carol that's playing in the background? That's right, it's Holly and Ivy, and we just might find out about mistletoe as well. James, what can you tell us?
Holly, ivy, and other greenery, such as mistletoe, was first used in pre-Christian times to celebrate the winter solstice festival. They were also thought to ward off evil spirits.
Well, how did these come to be identified with Christianity?
When Christianity came into Europe, the early church tried to ban the use of greenery as it was pagan, but a lot of people wanted to keep using greenery to decorate their homes as it was cheerful in the winter. The UK and Germany were the main countries to keep using greenery, and the different plants were given new and Christian meanings.
So James, what can you tell us about holly?
The prickly leaves represent the crown of thorns that Jesus wore when he was crucified, and the berries are the drops of blood that was shed by Jesus because of the thorns. And in Scandinavia, holly is sometimes known as the Christ thorn.
Ah, very interesting. What about ivy?
Ivy has to cling to something to support itself as it grows. This reminds Christians that they need to cling to God for his support in their lives.
Okay, James, we know that apart from holly and ivy, there are many other evergreen plants that are also associated with Christmas. And probably my favorite, and the most famous, is the kissing plant, mistletoe. What can you tell us about that?
Mistletoe actually grows on other trees, commonly willows and apple trees, and it's a bit of a parasite. The practice of hanging it in the house goes back to the times of the ancient druids in Western Europe. It was supposed to possess special powers which would bring good luck to the household and ward off evil spirits. It was also used as a sign of friendship, and that's where the custom of kissing under the mistletoe comes from, and that custom was first started here in good old England.
I would never have guessed that.
Tradition says that you have to pick a berry off the sprig of mistletoe that every time there's a kiss underneath it, and when all the berries are gone, there can be no more kissing. So make sure you get a bunch with plenty of berries on it this year. It's traditional to take decorations down on Twelfth Night, which is also known as Epiphany and is the 6th of January. During the Middle Ages, greenery, including mistletoe, was often left hanging up until Candlemas, and that's when Christians celebrate Jesus going to the Jewish temple as a baby, and that's in early February. To find out more about some other Christmas plants, please go over to whychristmas.com.
Well, now you have some fun new facts to tell your friends. That was day number 11 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Of course, as always, the theme music today was furnished by Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas, and the background music today was Chuck Stevens with The Holly and the Ivy. Please remember to come back tomorrow. You never know what you'll find behind the door. For James Cooper, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you.